You're on Texas Standard Time.
A few weeks ago, Edgar Alvarez was teaching anatomy when the principal stopped by.
I thought he was just going around checking on how classes were going until he speaks up and he says, oh, we have a medical situation.
Alvarez teaches 8th grade science at Del City ISD, along with
anatomy and physiology, physics, chemistry, biology.
He's also the school's medical trainer. When a kid gets injured or falls ill, he's the one on call. So Alvarez went to the front office.
This, I think it's a second grader, was crying. He had blood on his head. I'm like, oh, Lord, what happened now?
The student bashed his head on a fence. Alvarez calmed him down, then cleaned and wrapped the wound.
I ended up getting back to class about 1 or 2 minutes before the end of class.
Small rural districts ask a lot of teachers like Alvarez, who, lest you were concerned, does have a medical degree. In exchange, these teachers often earn substantially less than their counterparts in larger districts. The smaller the student body and tax base, the less funding for teacher salaries and for positions like school librarian or nurse. Del City has just 76 students, pre-K through 12th grade.
Our student numbers are low, and the students are the ones that generate funding for our district.
Ruben Cervantes is in his first year as superintendent of Del City ISD. He loves the sense of family here, like at a recent sports banquet when the principal made brisket and parents brought side dishes.
Now, I've seen that in the movies, but I haven't seen that in real life, so that was something that really stood out for me.
Yet the district has a hard time attracting and keeping teachers. Cervantes says the school loses about 40% of its teachers every year. Before Edgar Alvarez showed up, the district went several years without a high school science teacher. Students took science classes online. Like Del City, many rural districts struggle with recruitment and retention. Experts say low pay, geographic isolation, and limited housing drive teachers to larger districts. Principal Carlos Contreras says they mostly rely on new teachers.
Who are starting, who maybe couldn't get a job somewhere else, and this is kind of like their last resort.
Most are from El Paso. Contreras says they teach in Del City for a couple years, get experience that makes them more attractive candidates, then apply for jobs back home.
The students are very intuitive. They see that there's high turnover, and one young lady aptly put it and very nicely, she says, you know, it prevents the rhythm from continuing.
You can't count on anybody to stay for long.
Christian Mendoza is a junior at Del City.
I understand why, because it's so far out and you kind of want to do a lot of more things than just sit at home all day or just ride around town and see nothing.
He's into science, maybe wants to be a herpetologist. Taking online science courses didn't cut it.
You walked in to a computer lab, you sat down at your science seat and pretty much logged into the class and you sat there and worked, I guess. It was hardly any talking, hardly any interaction.
When Alvarez arrived,
I was like, well, finally get to learn something.
Superintendent Ruben Cervantes wants to entice more teachers and keep them around for longer.
So that's going to be like a studio apartment.
He points to a portable classroom with blue-gray siding, a cement ramp leading up to the door. It's one of several buildings on campus that's no longer in use, so the district is converting them into affordable housing for teachers.
Our maintenance guy that works for us, he will be adding the running water, creating a bathroom. So that's going
to
be
beyond housing, Cervantes is applying for Del City to become a district of innovation, which would give him more flexibility to hire uncertified teachers.
We could hire someone from the town that has some roots that would stay longer.
He also thinks specifically the state should increase funding for rural districts so they can raise salaries.
Because we still were required to meet all the state mandates. And with whatever number of faculty we have, we still have to meet those mandates.
Until the district can grow its own teaching force and offer more competitive pay, Cervantes worries teachers will always cycle in and out, like science teacher Edgar Alvarez. He likes the small class sizes here, the sense of community. But ultimately, he wants to teach at a university. Alvarez came to the district knowing it would be a short-term stint. For the Texas Standard, I'm Mallory Falk in Del City.